welcome to the E-commerce Australia podcast.
Welcome to E-commerce Australia. I'm your host, Ryan Martin, founder of Remarkable Digital. This podcast is aimed at those who have their own online business, e-commerce professionals looking to keep current on the trends, and for anyone interested in learning more about the world of e-com. For those of you seeking direct assistance, Remarkable Digital is just a call away. Our mission is to be remarkable, doing great things for great people and great businesses. I understand how much choice you have and how many podcasts are out there, so I'm truly grateful you've tuned in. Please let me know if you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like covered. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of E-commerce Australia. Really excited by our next guest and the event that's coming up, which is Retail Fest, which we can go into in more detail. I'm speaking with Andrew Wells, who's the head of marketing for Retail Global. Andrew's got a background in e-commerce himself and in tech and IT before that. I'm really excited by the upcoming lineup at Retail Fest. We've got the likes of Cotton On, Rebel Sport, RM Williams, LSKD, Princess Polly, July, a few of those that we've been lucky enough to have on the podcast as well. So to tell us more about the event and why you must attend this one, we've got Andrew Wells. So, mate, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
No problems, mate. Look, we'll get into the event in a minute, but it'd be good to hear a little bit about yourself, mate, and your background and then build that into how Retail Fest started.
Absolutely. Personally, I come from a tech background. My goal was always converting the complex issues into something that everyone could understand. I think Retail Fest as an event is quite similar. There's many events, as everyone knows, around the world that target retailers, target e-commerce and growth, but a lot of it needed to be more accessible. We were trying to find a way that we could give people something of value to themselves, but also a way to connect and grow together as we're all moving the same direction.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm looking forward to, this will be my first time attending Retail Fest, so I'm looking forward to checking it out on the Gold Coast. Before we get into it, mate, how do you spend your weekends? How do you relax? What do you like away from the e-com and the retail side of things?
Significantly more relaxed, as always. I love a bit of poker myself.
Yep.
I try and run along the beach as much as I can, but other than that, just, you know, trying to take in new restaurants and enjoy Melbourne.
Nice. So are you from Melbourne? Did you grow up in Melbourne?
I am, yeah, all my life.
Yeah. And what do you classify as a beach here in Melbourne?
I'm being generous to call it a beach. It'd be Bayside, so Brighton, Hampton, Sandringham kind of way.
Yeah, beautiful. Favourite cafe around that area?
There's one called Merriman in Hampton that does a fantastic coffee.
Nice, mate. I was there this morning, so I'll keep an eye out for you next time. But g'day to Trav and the team. Yeah, it's a good cafe and you can always rely on good coffee there.
Absolutely.
Let's not exclude our national audience and let's talk a little bit about Retail Fest, mate. We mentioned off the top, you got some really big brands arriving, as well as a lot of challenger brands that are coming through and really starting to make a name for themselves. Is there a theme for the year? What's the vibe so far building up to sort of, what are we, 5-6 weeks out from the event?
We're just over a month, which is, you know, getting ever closer. But the event is looking massive this year. Our event, Retail Fest, is on the Gold Coast. It's April 16 to 18. And it's just unbelievable for everyone in retail and e-commerce. The goal for us is something we've been striving for, is to be the number one community-driven event for online growth. That's our target, that's our goal, and that's where we put all of our time and energy. We've built this show and this event around the concept of the best education you can get to help you scale your business with actionable insights. We've really secured some massive name speakers, and I'm happy to go through all that. We've got Simon Beard, founder of Culture Kings.
Nice.
Julie Mathers.
He's killing it on social at the moment, isn't he? He's all over it.
Unreal, right?
And yeah.
He was an absolute must-have for us for the show. Julie Mathers, founder of Flora and Fauna, as well as CEO of Snuggle Honey, who are doing some incredible work in the baby space. I don't think I've met a single young parent that hasn't, you know, invested heavily in putting Snuggle Honey products on their kids. We've got Rob Godwin from the NRA on board.
Interesting.
The National Retail Association, that is. Sorry, let me be real clear. And then we've gone down the other path of making sure, on top of all the education, we've created some inspiration and things to really drive and show the success that people want from retail and Retail Fest. And last year, we were lucky enough to have Julie Bishop, the former Foreign Minister of Australia, and she was phenomenal. And this year, we've got Kai Sakakibura, who was an up-and-coming BMX prodigy, who unfortunately suffered a pretty bad accident. And from that, he's taken so many life lessons that he's putting in about overcoming adversity and really playing into your strength.
Yeah, interesting. So when does he talk in the, is that a keynote thing at sort of later on in the day, or what's the sort of the calendar look like?
Absolutely. We've just put our agenda live with more detail and a lot more effort. And our COO, Luke Rowell, doesn't like being called out, which is why I try and do it as much as possible. But he has put together a phenomenal agenda. Kai will likely be later on the first day of the event, I believe. He's really going to go through everything that he's overcome. And I'm trying not to give it away because the story is unbelievable, but it's one to see.
Yeah, perfect. And probably answers my next question, but what are you personally? I mean, how many retail fests have you been to?
Funny story with me. I actually, when I was in the retail e-com space, attended Retail Fest in 2022 as my first Retail Fest and absolutely fell in love. I got to participate in a few breakout sessions, which I love because you can find people similar place on their journey to you, not just people, you know, that are already at the top, as well as getting inspired by others. But I got to go there, fell in love with the whole journey. And within 12 months, I was the head of marketing at Retail Global, trying to organize Retail Fest. So it shows how much it meant to me. And I feel everyone has that same level of connection that they go once and then want to be there forever.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. That's not a good sign of what a good event is, then I'm not sure what is. But what are you most looking forward to, mate, apart from Kai and that incredible story, which I actually know a little bit about because I've sort of been following his journey. But what are you most looking forward to other than that?
So the highlight for me of Retail Fest is always the community and the people. It's not just the event during the day. We've got a whole lot of side events that are all included in what you do with Retail Fest. We have a lovely big connecting party that we all do as well. We have our vendor awards on the Monday, celebrating those who are leading the way and innovating in the solution provider space. And then we've gone away from our previous model of having a gala dinner to close out on the Thursday night, and we've now launched a concert. It's a charity concert with all the money going towards Thread Together, who do some phenomenal work. And we've actually secured Sneaky Sound System, Yo Mafia, and our mate Shoebox Moses, who are going to put on an unbelievable concert.
Nice. That sounds good. Everyone's going to love a bit of Sneaky Sound System.
Absolutely. We're old tragics that love it and can't wait.
Mate, it sounds awesome. If I'm a startup or a smaller brand and I've not been before, I'm busy, right? I've got a million things to do running my own e-commerce business. You know, why should I attend? What am I going to get out of it?
Absolutely. So I've always personally believed that you find the best growth and mentors when you look at someone who's 2 to 3 years ahead on your journey, not too far, not too close, and then keep reiterating. And that's really what's in the community at Retail Fest. You can go to panels and see people who've taken that next step and learn from them. It's about making sure you understand you're not in this on your own, which every entrepreneur and startup feels like they are.
Yeah.
Finding those who are going through the same and growing together. This is an amazing industry in Australia where everyone wants to help each other. And events like this are the place where you can actually find the people and do that with.
How do we find those people? Like you mentioned, like obviously, you know, you could dance next to them at Sneaky Sound System, but is there a connection piece? Is there opportunities to sort of see different vendors? Like there's an expo and stuff, I think, is there?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is that sort of, how do you get to ask those people questions and to get in touch and ask questions that you'd love to know about their brand and their growth?
Absolutely. A day at Retail Fest looks like seeing some keynotes, walking around the expo hall where you've got all the different sponsors, exhibitors and vendors who are there with all the tech and tools you need to scale your business. You may want to talk to the e-com platforms and work out where you host. May want to talk to some agencies. You may want to work out how to scale your email, your SMS, or whatever it is. You can do all that at Retail Fest. We've secured some of the best of them around, so you can actually go and just walk up and talk to whoever you need. We find a lot of our speakers and participants are all really, really friendly as well. So you can literally walk up to them and have a chat. But if you wanted to go further, we've also launched a community platform that you get 12 months for free access if you attend Retail Fest, where you can actually reach out to them directly. You can DM them on the platform and they genuinely will help you along the way.
Yeah, brilliant. So it's what like a that the platform is almost like a bit of a like a marketplace for people that are Retail Fest, so you can kind of catch up with them on a regular basis. Do they have special offers for Retail Fest attendees, or what does that kind of look like?
Absolutely. So it's called the Retail Global Community.
Yep.
You get access to the recordings of all of our sessions from Retail Fest globally. You get exclusive deals. You've got a whole lot in the way of, you know, different brands you can then approach, different vendors that can help you and help solution. It really gives you the Retail Fest experience extended over a 12-month period. So you don't have to stop post-event and wait till next year. You can keep growing and iterating and be further ahead for when you do attend next time.
Yeah, brilliant. That sounds like a really nice value add, mate. You probably answered my next question there, because I noticed there's a few breakout rooms and stuff like that. And there's probably a few people that I'd like to listen to or like to watch who are all on at the same time, which is unfortunate. But I guess that's one to the caliber of quality that you guys have in terms of speakers. How do I catch up on them? Can I get access to all of their talks after the event finishes?
Absolutely. So those speakers themselves will be in the community. So you can message them, approach them, talk to them. But we will also post all of the sessions into the community itself. And you can watch back at your own pace as many as you like. It was one of the biggest qualms I had was going in, seeing a session I was really, really excited for, but working out the opportunity cost is I missed one that I also wanted to see.
Yeah.
So we've brought this in as a way to help with that and make sure everyone has full access.
Okay, brilliant. And you touched on what a day in the life looks like. So what does a typical day night look like? Do you start with a hangover, or is it a bit more is that just waited till the last night? And then what's a typical day, you know, a small e-commerce business can expect?
Absolutely, very much optional, the hangover, but the networking is something that mandatory for all small businesses, right? So I'd get in early, I jump on some sessions. I know there is on one of the days a hangover curing drink to help out, but it's really just about trying to talk to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Jump in the keynotes, jump in the expo hall. Everyone's really welcoming and friendly. When I first attended, I mapped out the journey of which session I wanted to do at each time. We've got an event app where you can do that. You can just star off and favorite the sessions you want to see and, you know, choose your own adventure. But you can really build out everything you want to do. Build in some time for yourself to walk around the expo. But then every night of Retail Fest, there are different events on. There's our vendors' dinner on the Monday. On the Tuesday, we have a whole lot of partner events as well. Wednesday over at the Star, up the top, and then Thursday, the concert at the Exhibition Centre as well. So every night is immersive, and it feels like a full takeover. You can walk anywhere around Broadbeach near the Exhibition Centre each night, and you run into people from the event during the day. And that's part of the reason everything's done on the Gold Coast. We want to get everyone away together, getting completely immersed in the experience and really taking everything Retail Fest has to offer.
Yeah, mate. Sounds good. I'm sold. How do we secure tickets?
Absolutely. Jump into retailglobal.com.au. We've got all our tickets online at the moment. We have different opportunities for startups as well as, you know, people that may be between jobs looking for work. You've got your exhibitors, your sponsors. We have different options for literally everybody.
Yeah, perfect. Do people come internationally, or is it mainly an Australian-based audience?
Definitely. So majority of people likely to be Australian-based and bringing in that level of Aussie flair. But you do definitely get a bunch that come from all over the world. You know, we get a lot of the Asian market coming in as well, which is great. We've had a few from the US that got involved with Retail Fest in San Diego, and they're making the trek out as well, and some from all different kinds of places. So, you know, I'm excited to survey everyone and figure out where everyone's from, but the furthest away surely deserves an award.
Yeah, exactly. That customer data is so important as well. Mate, you mentioned that you started, have you been there 12 months or a bit over 12 months?
Yeah, just over. So coming up on 18 months now, yeah.
What's been the biggest surprise being an attendee at the event and now working it there? Has there been anything that's really surprised you around the community and about the event itself?
Absolutely. So attending as a retailer, my focus was all on what I needed to get out and what I could do for myself in that short time. And then coming over to work at Retail Global, it's been about empowering those people to do exactly that. So the focus has gone from what I can take in to how I can help people get more out of Retail Fest. And that's what our whole team is primarily focused on the whole way through the event.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, if you could just take one thing from an event like that that makes a massive difference to your business, that makes you scale from 20,000 to 50,000 a month, then it's worth it, you know?
Absolutely. Like in our New Zealand event that we ran last year, it was incredible. But I remember going into one session that was around GA4 and the Google ad tracking. So not a pretty session, but a really solid piece of work. But there was one little quick tip of one tick box you could flick, one little switch in the back of Google Analytics that enabled you to get, instead of 7 days worth of data, 60.
Yeah.
Any business that literally made this one change was able to personalize their ads incredibly so much better. There's little takeaways like that in so many of our sessions. I believe if you could go to any one session, if you don't have one key moment and one key takeaway in each session, then I'm absolutely shocked.
Yeah, I think that's right. You go there with an open mind, you get there and you're building your business, you're building your networks, you're building your contacts. Even from an agency point of view, like the biggest barrier to entry when using an agency is trust. So you get to not just deal with a salesperson who's on the phone or you have a meeting. You can actually spend a couple of days with them. You might see them at an event. You might, and you get to know them a little bit more and you build those relationships. All of a sudden, your agency relationship starts off on the right foot and you know who you're working with. And that can only help, like, even though it's an online platform and we're e-commerce, it's still a relationship game, isn't it?
Yeah. It's to know who you can call when you're thinking I need a new agency, or you're thinking I need someone to help me do copywriting or someone to do some ads or whatever it may be. It's knowing you have that network of trusted individuals in the community that you can then call up and ask that question.
Yeah.
You don't just want to guess and hope. You want to use the trust. So you build that network to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, to give you a scope, I actually sat on some live site reviews, which is something we do at our show as well. People can walk up, give their website, and our team, run by one of our partners, will go through and have a look at all the things you can literally do to improve immediately.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to sit on one of them and help people out in 2022. And I got to meet in person a partner that I'd only ever spoken to a couple of times on a few bigger sessions. By the end of it, I needed to make sure that he was running our SEO and ads agency from that point forward.
Brilliant.
So one of the first things I did upon coming in to Retail Global was make sure that that partner then looked after our ads. So
yeah,
it is completely the people you meet, the relationships you build, and the ability to have someone with some skin in the game that you can trust and they can trust you for a partnership that means you get the success you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And when you think of that over a long period of time to a lot of your sponsors and a lot of your network, they've partnered with you for a long period of time. So there's that trust that they're coming back every year. Everyone's coming back every year. So you can only work with good people. Otherwise, that trust gets burnt and it's not pleasant. So I think that even just being part of that community ensures that you get the best you get looked after, essentially, because you're part of that network as well. So, mate, it's exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We launched our hosted program, which means we've got hundreds of Australia's biggest retail brands that we covered their ticket. So they got a complimentary ticket. They got travel reimbursement to help cover off their stay at our partner hotel, the Dorset, and get their flights up so that they could come up and be part of the show. This was very similar to what a few of the big US shows run.
Okay.
And it was their opportunity to come in and then have some targeted hosted meetings with some agencies and vendors that we have to really lock in beforehand the areas of the business they want to grow.
Yeah, brilliant.
Really cool. But unfortunately, the applications end in 8 days. So knowing with timings, that wasn't the core message I was going to push here.
Yeah, no worries. So probably, I reckon by the time we get this published, there'll be a couple of days left. So
yeah.
So what's that call to action? Is that for service providers to book in? And so that, what is that hosted program? Can you just let me know what that is?
It's a hosted retailer program. So we enable retail brands in the mid enterprise space initially to apply to receive a complimentary ticket as well as up to $800 in travel reimbursement, which covers off part of their stay at the Dorset Hotel or flights or however they'd like to use it. To come in, they will then do 8 15-minute double opt-in meetings with some vendors. So the retailer wants to meet the vendor and the vendor wants to meet the retailer, or it doesn't happen. But it's the best way a retailer can go in knowing the problems for their business they want to solve, picking the service providers and vendors they'd like to talk to, and getting that collaboration so they can book in a meeting, have it set, get that done, and that actually enabled them to get the reimbursement and the complimentary ticket.
Fantastic. That's awesome. So if you're a retailer, you haven't got a ticket yet, jump in, have a look at the different options, and if there's one that suits you, get there because you'll get value out of it.
Yeah. So the stuff we covered in the first bit is more in line with that. I just feel the message isn't clear enough at this point with the timeframes we've got. So
yeah. Okay. But like obviously there's a few of these events, right? There's quite a few in that retail e-commerce space that pop up throughout the year. If I'm being a devil's advocate, I guess I could call it, why should we attend yours as opposed to others? What sort of stands you out, or what do you feel like is your, you know, if people have to attend one event this year, why would it be Retail Fest?
So not just the reason that I chose to come work here rather than any of the other events, but it is the community that I know I keep harping on, but it is so important. The event is so immersive. You're not just in there during the day, people dropping in for short periods of time, all day in the convention center, incredible speakers. So the education is at a level where you're not getting the same speakers everyone else has, but you've got the people that are really getting involved, going and hanging out. You may sit in a session and hear an amazing keynote and then sit next to that person for a drink in the evening, and then you can really catch up and get to know each other. It's where you can really make friends and colleagues out of acquaintances you meet at an event, and that just didn't feel like it happened as much anywhere else. The real community element and helping drive everyone that attends to get their own growth online and offline is the real difference of Retail Fest.
Yeah, brilliant. And, you know, I mentioned to you off the top that I can really feel that sense of community, even just with the way you're speaking. You know, we've known each other for half an hour, but throughout that time, you know, before we press record, one of the things that I really found was that sense of community means a lot to yourself and the wider retail global business and the Retail Fest event. So, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to catching up. There's some of those brands that we've had on the podcast. We had Zoe Lowe from July, and we've had Ben Anderson from Rebel Sports. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up with some of those names and meeting some new people within the community as well. I'm really excited. Can't wait to get there. The Gold Coast is a great destination. So thanks for letting us know a little bit more about it. Anything you wanted to close off with, mate?
Not at all. I think we've covered it. The number one community-driven event for online growth. I don't think I need to say much more.
Brilliant, mate. Well, look, yeah, it's been great to catch up. Great to meet you. And look forward to seeing you there on April 16.
Perfect. Thank you so much, mate. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy. Cheers, mate.